Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Everybody, welcome to this week's episode. We're going to be talking about grief and loss and gratitude. How the heck does that go in the same sentence? But first, like I told you last week, I have my cute little 10-year-old Wyatt who says at the beginning of every episode, "Mom, you need to be doing this." So he has two of his best buds with him today, Apollo and Bryson, and they are going to be giving you guys the spiel. If you are watching me on YouTube or you are listening to me on my podcast, come on in, guys. This is what we need to do.
Okay? Like, subscribe.
And
don't forget to hit the bell notification. Every single time she posts a video, you'll get notified.
There you go. Did you guys hear that? I hope you did. They're so cute. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Mama.
Have fun at the pump track. Hey, will you close that for me? Yes. Oh my gosh, so cute. I love him. But anyway, so if you're liking my videos, if you're listening to my podcast, go ahead and leave me a review. Like the cute little guys said, post a comment, subscribe. But today, we're going to be talking about grief and loss and gratitude and how do we fit them in the same sentence. But first, I wanted to speak to the fact that when I'm filming this, it is a couple days before Thanksgiving. Last year, during COVID, Thanksgiving was horrible for me. Like, I went in the garage, and I'm not even kidding, I cried. Because my family's literally, one brother's 5 minutes up the road, my parents were 20 minutes down the street, nobody could be together. It was hard. I had to do the whole meal myself. I remember it just being a nightmare, right? And I seriously went in the garage and poured some tears. And now this year, I checked in with my family like a month ago, and my mom's like, "Oh no, it's the off year. This year is the off year." And I'm like, "What? This year can't be the off year. Last year was the off year." And they're like, "No, everybody," because we alternate. One year's with the in-laws, one year with my fam. Kind of, we've just done that since the beginning of time. So, anyway, like a month ago, I'm just like, "What? Are you serious? Why?" So I have been dragging my feet, and I have been an ornery turd about Thanksgiving, thinking about it in my mind. Like, it's been hard. It's been difficult. So here I am again, now at the precipice of going to be making a Thanksgiving meal with, you know, Todd and a couple of his amazing kids, as well as my kids, you know, most of my kids. And so anyway, I just last week was like, "You know what? I need to punch myself in the face because I am so sick. I'm normally a happy person, but I have a bad attitude about this." So I put it out there on some stuff saying, you know, if people are locals and they don't have a place to go, whether they're divorced, grief, you know, people are out of town and they're alone, please contact me, private message me, and come to mine and Todd's home for Thanksgiving dinner. So it really has helped get myself centered on the beauty of helping others and not dwelling on the fact that how I feel and my feelings about not being happy about having to do all this work. So it's made it easier to know that I'm going to be helping others out and helping those that would otherwise have had a hard time in their holiday this week. So that was my little side note tip of how I've been able to shift my mindset and my perspective. Because is this Thanksgiving hard for you as well? I hope not. But if it is, think about someone who might be having it worse than you, who might be alone, and that you could maybe invite in that is in your circle of friends or your tribe that that you could help make their day better because their day is worse than yours or could potentially be worse. They could be alone. So anyway, that's just a side note, but a little advice. But I want to focus on this week of gratitude when you're experiencing grief and loss. And I remember getting to that point where, you know, Clint was terminal. I was so worried. Here I am. What am I going to do? How am I going to raise my kids? How am I going to get through this? I would lay awake at night. You could only imagine the intense amount of anxiety and fear that I would experience on a daily basis. And I would lay awake at night. And I remember coming to like an aha moment where I felt God just like, Camille, you are wasting the time you have right now worrying about what's going to happen in the future. And the gift you have now is the present. And that is the secret to happiness. That is the secret to gratitude. If you are ornery, if you are stuck in a funk and you can't get out of it, you know, obviously seek help from a professional if you need that. But my tip, my advice is focus on the present and what you have right now that could be gone. And that will help you become more grateful and grow that gratitude seed. When I work with a coaching client, a mentoring client, somebody that's going through something hard, I hold your hand and help you through it. If you can't find gratitude on your own, please check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and schedule a consult with me. And we will be able to get a game plan and help you achieve more hope and happiness in your life. But that is the building bone. The secret is being able to shift your perspective to not what you don't have. Like this week, I don't have my family. I don't have my usual Thanksgiving. I just want to bring my amazing stuffing and not have to make everything else. But I have had to shift to the gratitude, and I'm grateful that I have food in my cupboards and that I can open my home to those that would otherwise have a lonely holiday. The memories from the past and the memory-making ability you have in the present is the secret to being thankful. Thinking about the good times in the past and the opportunity you have right now in the present to make this day, second, hour, a beautiful memory when otherwise it could just be fleeting and gone. You know, the currency of life and love is focusing on the memories because I believe the memories we have are the currency of life. You know, think about it. When you're like getting ready to cross over to the other side, are you going to think about the designer bag that you have? Are you going to think about the high-end designed home that you own, the car that you drive? Are you going to think about where you drove with people in your car, who lived in your home, and the memories you made with them? That is what's going to be going through your mind. And whether that's filled with regrets, that's up to you. And we have the opportunity now as we're living and breathing to fill our heart with gratitude. And that will replace fear and anxiety. They can't all coincide together. So if you are feeling fear, anxiety, you're uncertain, start flooding your mind with memories that make you grateful. And surround yourself with the people that make you grateful. And if you can't surround yourself, just go back to those memories and just think about them vividly, that as if you were there, and feel that joy and happiness and relish in that beautiful moment. And that will help shift and change your perspective. The secret gift you have to give to others as well is having a thankful heart and being grateful for them. Really, like we talked about last week, when someone's annoying you, they could be gone. You know, like, that really helps shift my perspective in my thoughts is like, okay, if that person was gone, then I missed them. My outro music from last week. But if that person was gone, would you miss them? You know, no matter how annoying, no matter how hard life is right now, no matter how much sting or hurt you're experiencing in your heart, if you can replace that with gratitude, that is the secret to the happiness in life. You will be able to have more memories in the current that you're living in, and then going forward, you'll be able to look back and have more of those grateful, beautiful memories because you have and you're coming from that place of gratitude and love. So as we're embarking on a holiday week, if you know, this, my episodes usually go out on Fridays, so I hope your holiday was beautiful. If it wasn't, I am sorry. I feel you. I've had hard holidays. But know that you are not alone, even if you're lonely. And I love you guys, and I hope that you can take a moment to reflect on the memories that make you grateful and how the magic of having more happiness in your life, decreased anxiety and fear, is focusing on the gratitude and the good memories you've have had in the past and taking control and making those good memories in the present. So with that being said, I love you guys.